minutes 38 remaining. Lead by 10 points. It's Fremantle's game to lose here. Sandilands, the big fist.
Dorkers, welcome. Joined again, my lovely co-host, Juddy mate. How we doing?
I'm all right. Been better. How you been?
Back from a recent trip to Adelaide. You gathered at the gather round, mate.
Oh, I got gathered hard. Yeah, I got gathered right in the butt.
We come together, unfortunately, again, a salty Carlton loss. We've had a few in our history recently.
Haven't we ever?
Oh,
that's
mate.
That's a good point. What was the Nunes one? Where
Nunes won.
He got Mark 50.
Mark Murphy.
Yeah, all that shit. Mark Murphy kicked a goal late in the game.
Yeah.
They're a bunch of cunts, Carlton fans. I actually don't mind watching Carlton play footy, but the fans are fucking weird. Today's going to be a weird pod because I feel like we could talk for an hour and 40 minutes about one decision. And everything that sprouted from that, including media and social media and AFL. Don't you reckon?
Yeah. Oh, there's lots of stuff that we can talk about in the AFL. But, it's settled. It's settled a bit now. It's been a couple of days, I think.
Were you a bit rough? Where had you watch the game?
I replayed it, mate. I
oh,
played
you
golf.
Did too?
And, yeah.
You had your
I
golf.
Just played golf and just had it tracking and just watched it. And we're allowed phones and music and stuff at golf in Port Hedland. It's pretty,
You're not allowed your phone in rural Perth?
We have music playing on the golf cart, like, and I have my phone playing the football.
Like the video or the radio or something?
Yeah. Yeah. Some people have the races on. People listen to music while they play golf. So it's pretty casual. And the way it should be when you're playing on sand greens in Port Hedland and it's 38 degrees, you know?
Yeah. Could think of nothing I'd prefer to be doing.
That's a lovely...
playing golf, which I hate, in the hot weather, which is not nice, during a Dockers game, which I want to watch. So...
yeah. But there were some fantastic parts. Like, it was awesome to watch the replay in it for a long time, in front for a long time.
For most of the
Dropped
game.
A... yeah. And the reality, mate, we just unfortunately dropped a mark. We probably should have taken.
We dockered ourselves, didn't we? We dockered ourselves. We got dockered.
And a decision like that brings out, you know, it just, but could have been easily. So Tracy takes a mark. A million things could have happened, but
four or five sliding doors. You know how Damien Barrett does sliding doors and it doesn't actually make sense. It's just like, Dockers, if Fife plays good, then Frio are a good chance of winning. It's like, dude, that's not a sliding door. That's just you fucking like saying something. Anyway, there were literally like five sliding door movements in that game towards the end. Actual sliding doors moments with Gwyneth Paltrow.
I'll jump straight in it and say there is no... So if the umpires want to be respected more, and the umpires want a different, they want to be appear different in the AFL, why don't you do what rugby union does and umpire in that way? If you want to run around and be a personality and everyone knows your name and you want to call players by their first name and you want to talk to the players and you want to discuss things with them, you're going to get fucking responses, all right? And sometimes those responses might be a little bit negative. You cannot flip-flop between this, you know, I got a whistle. They just shift the goalposts on how it's meant to be. Like, 1 week you can't raise your arms in the air. That's dissent. Like, it's ridiculous. It's either you can never talk to us. We are like, we'll hang and quarter you if we want to. Like, we're that style of authority. Like, if you come talk to me, you know, you come up here slowly, you know, that's, you can be that. If that's what they want to do, then be that. But if you want to be these like mic'd up, approachable, you know, characters of the game, have your personality, your little story, and be able to call players by their first name, and you want to be involved in the game and be that, I got no problems. Grow some thicker skin. And if players swear at you, there's a million things that are worse than that in the workplace. Like,
yeah, you could be called the F word by Jeremy Finlayson.
Oh, mate. We'll get to that one.
That's not a free kick, but we lost the game because of ours. It's like, cheers. Anyway, how did they figure? So he must have done it on the umpire cam. Umpire might. That, like him doing that. Anyway, that's another back chat thing that we can talk about later. So I'll quickly go over the score. So it was 9-9-63 to 10-13-73. We were up at quarter time, half time, three quarter time. We were briefly not leading early in the second quarter, in the first quarter. We were leading the whole second quarter. We were briefly not leading in the third quarter, and we were briefly not leading in the fourth quarter for a small patch about halfway through. And then from about minute two to go onwards.
Yeah.
Not ideal.
And like, we had a lot of the, like, you have a look across the board at a lot about like players that stood out, played good games. We had so many contributors.
We did. Okay, we'll go through some positives first. Andy Brayshaw looks like he's back to his sort of 2022 self. Yep. 38 touches, 25 pressure acts, 7 tackles. Pretty awesome. Jordan Clark had 30, and I thought was awesome, despite a late brain fade. Jeremy Sharp had 29, Aish had 27, Fife had 26, Sarong had 26, and Young had 25. They were the top 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 possession getters on the ground.
Yeah.
And then Saad and Chera had 25 and 24, and then Luke Ryan and Jackson were rounding out the sort of the top 11. So yeah, we had a lot of the footy, and we probably deserved to win and could have put them away and could have made it happen. But 63 points, it's going to be hard to win a lot of games, to be honest. Which is a story of the Dockers' life, really, isn't it? A story of our life.
Well, both teams were particularly wasteful, I thought, in front of goal. I don't think Carlton were moon then.
Yeah.
I think they, like, looking at the scoring shots here, Carlton 10 goals 11 and we were 9 goals 8. So both teams were probably a little bit disappointed. But, yeah, like, mate, we looked class. We belonged and gave it every crack, and
it was the free hit we were talking about, though, wasn't it? Like, no one expected us to win, and then we go out there, we probably should have won. No one's going to take us seriously now. Maybe it fits into my "we want to fly under the radar" hope, but should we go over the final bits? Like, I think I sent you a photo of the scoreworm. I was like, you'd be in dark in a text message. I was like, check this out. And it's literally a cliff in the last 2 minutes. It's just bang, straight down. Like,
well, that's what I was like.
You'd need to call an ambulance if you fell down that.
That's how we finish games against Carlton. There's like normal AFL, and then there's how we finish games against Carlton. It just
red
seems
time,
to be comical.
Fourth quarter red time versus Carlton. Our defense is poor.
Mate. Spooky, yeah, spooky finish. I mean, even I think good did was it who took the mark to put him within three? Even that freak kind of mark, like, you only need that to go.
Charlie Kerno on Draper, which is a pretty rough matchup for a Coleman medalist versus a second gamer.
I think it just
a lot of
popped
learning, the wrong spot. The whole thing with that play, if we're to talk about some things that didn't go our way necessarily, is that we got a free kick holding the ball on the boundary back flank, and Aish picks the ball up because it rolls away and kicks it to a leading Tabs that, you know, on the wing forward flank, who's in about 50 meters of space. Now, point one, Tabs could have done anything with that, like literally could have kicked it back the other way towards the defensive goals or could have kicked the goal. Two, you know, who knows, like, you can't extrapolate too much, but it was a very attacking position to be in with that much time left. However, it gets called back, no advantage, which is a very weird decision. Like, it was an incorrect decision, and I think they've acknowledged that. And then we obviously a slow play because the ball's 70 meters away and we have to get it back and they set up and then we kick it and it gets turned over and then that goes straight back inside 50 and that's where Kerno marks it and kicks a goal. It's like, oh, cool. So our lead's gone now. That's sweet.
Yeah.
But then leading into the final play, I thought like so many little things. So Mark, like, so before we got quite ahead, like 10 points ahead or whatever it was, 8 points ahead, Tracy could have marked at the top of the goal square, absorbed 30, 40 seconds and gone back and kicked it. And that would have put us up. But then eventually we did get up, which is great. Tracy then could have marked it on the forward flank. And look, he's 21 or whatever, and he's a young kid, and he's a conference player, and I think he's been really good this year. But, like, these are the things, I think, the lessons that are good to learn now, because I'm sure that will be highlighted. It's like we had the opportunities, and we drop chest marks, and we drop, you know, simple marks. And, like, this is where we need to be better is our polish. And yeah, isn't that the, that's the Dockers of the last few years. It's like our polish is off. Like we are bad because we are unpolished when there's pressure on. And you watch good teams and they're very polished when there's pressure on.
And you got to, like, hats off to Tracy, final minute, put yourself in the hole against a forward line that's got some pretty big boys that could be coming from behind you. It's congested. He knows everyone's going to be there. He works back to be in the right position. You know, he's putting himself there and he's just let himself down with the edge.
He does.
He polish.
Tracy's does 98% of the work. He does all the hard work and he unfortunately has this knack of accidentally not doing the easy part, like the final couple of percent. But he'll get better at that, like he's a kid.
For sure. For sure. And yeah, just needs to reward himself for his effort. Good on him for being there. But yeah, he had the opportunity and chance to be that. To be that moment, I'm sure he's up
pressure
to
on. Also in the ruck, like so early, but Sean Darcy looks like he'll be back this week. Luke Jackson jumped way too early, pretty much every center. I don't know if you could see it on the TV. I was like, I'd watch him go. It would look right of Sandy back in the day. He'd go up, jump, land, and then the ball would come through. It's like, hey mate, how about you hold your jump a little bit and like time it. Maybe he's just used to jumping into these lumbering ruckmen and like getting a big lift off them. But I was like, mate, you're jumping to, you're landing before the ball comes down. Like, we're not
I thought he could have dropped that ball to his feet as well.
Yeah, that's what everyone's saying. And like, he'll learn from that. And that's a simple thing. That's sort of like dropping a mark. Like, I think it's just a brain fade. Like, it's nothing he can do now. He'll be much better at that from now on. I think, if you look at the way the game played, if you had said you guys will be in it all day and lose unluckily at the start of the year against Carlton when we didn't know how we'd play, we probably all would have been like, oh, yeah, that probably is not a bad result. Like, obviously, it's super frustrating to lose in the manner that we did. But also, like, if we're on it, in it for the long haul, whatever, I think we'll learn some very good, harsh lessons about that game and about our players that will be taken into the next couple of weeks. Better to learn them in round four than in round, you know, 22, 23, finals, those sort of things. I don't know.
I wish we just had a loss by the 4 points or the 3 points. I wish it just had been that. Because it's super flat that it's just become like two goals and it's like, oh, we're never going to, you know what I mean? Like, I thought that's what's most frustrating. It still blows my mind that they stand by that decision and say, no, we'll pay that every week.
Well, I think by all reports, someone said, you're a fucking idiot. And so, whatever. I feel like you can read into it as much as you want. If you're possibly saying that sort of a thing, all that's going to happen is that it'll be a free kick. And the only positive thing that will happen is that the umpire accidentally didn't hear it. And then nothing, you know what I mean? Like that's the only, you know, when, what's his name? Dr. Strange looks through all the possible outcomes in Avengers Endgame. Yeah. And he's like, there's one where we're successful. But in this case, the one successful one is the umpire accidentally doesn't hear what's going on. Like, there's just nothing to win from that. And so there's a discipline like learning that I hope, it seems like the doctors are pretty good at teaching. Like, I don't think that's going to happen again. I think they're all going to call each other out on it and be like, we fucking lost a game once because of this. So how about we not swear at the umpire?
I hope so. I still think that the umpires decide when this is necessary. It just becomes weirdly emotional because at what point you just ask.
I hope there are other free kicks paid over the next couple of weeks during a quarter two, quarter three, quarter one, when someone swears and they go, that's abuse. Because I feel like it happens a lot and nothing happens. And then suddenly they're like, abuse, free kick at the top of the goal square. Like, it's like, oh, cool. Like,
it's clearly a build up as well, like for whatever happened through the for the three quarter, three and a half.
Yeah. And Clark probably is a cheeky little shit, yeah?
But it probably built up from a number of players. And he's like, you know, I'm going to ping someone soon. I'm going to ping someone soon. And it's like, well, hang on. Like, if you're saying it to the umpires, it's like, hey, look, game's getting heated. Game's getting hot. Players are getting emotional. You've got to let that stuff go late in the game. Like, there's no other thing to say to him except that's the only, like,
well, I feel like if that was a grand final, say, would the AFL be happy about it? And I don't think they would be.
No, you got
the AFL would be like, oh, I guess you can't do that. It's like, oh, cool. So you just lost a grand final because someone swore, and now that's literally deciding a season. It's like, is that the hill you want to die on? But yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. But also, we've got a lot to learn from that because we're a bit shit in a couple of regards. How about one other thing that was kind of funny? How about Ben? What was his name? Mackay? Is it no? Ben Mackay's the North one. What's this one's name?
Harry.
Harry, yeah. Harry's in the goal square, has the ball, running into an open goal after taking mark, drops the ball, like fumbles it.
Mate, he fills me with zero confidence. It's like Tabs' love child.
Man, pretty funny. I was sitting in the stadium, and behind me there was an older couple. They looked like from Adelaide. One guy was like maybe 90, I reckon, 80 or 90, like talking about good old days of footy. And then behind them there was a guy with probably like autism or something, like quite like functional, like talking and stuff, but just like definitely had an intellectual disability. And he was going, go Dockers if Dockers did something good, and then just go Carlton if Carlton did something good. And everyone's like, what's going on back there? Like, why is that guy going for both teams? And like, people were more freaked out by that than anything else. Pretty funny.
Just jump on the fence, mate.
Yeah. The other funny thing at the ground was there were heaps of people just wearing gather round kit, like hats, scarves, and guernseys, just like every jumper. Yeah.
The every colour, the every team jumper. Did you like every what Ducky team said about that in the group chat?
No, what did he say? I can't remember.
He's like, they've made two of them. And it's like, no, I just think that's the back of it.
Yeah, he did think it was two, didn't he? That's pretty funny, actually.
Well, it's a pretty confusing jumper. Like, oh, God, they've made two of them.
What would the two be? That doesn't make sense as well. He didn't think that through.
Nah. It's just two editions of every team on a. It's the home
away
version.
The away,
of the
every, yeah.
Yeah, the away. The non-clash every team jersey.
Yeah.
Loved our jumper, by the way. I thought it was like.
The stealth. I don't mind the stealth. We are pretty good in alternative kits as well. Have you noticed?
Oh,
we won heaps of alternative kits last year.
Mix the jumpers up. Let Port Adelaide wear the bars. Like, don't be such a douche.
Whatever.
Like, just let teams wear.
I think we thought of it last week. Gather round should be everyone wears a different kit. Like, it's gather round kit.
Yeah.
Freer wear stealth, Port wear whatever. Collingwood have to have any jumper. Like, you're not allowed to wear the same one. So the old guy I was telling you about behind us was like, no, sorry, it wasn't the old guy. It was on the radio. We're listening to the radio and during the game, and we at one station was like literally sounded like 3 70-year-old men talking about the game that was playing. Me and my old man looking at each other like, what is going on? they spent like 5 minutes in the first quarter talking about how Carlton had to wear white, and they're like, "Well, it's not right that Carlton are wearing white. Like, Dockers look like they're wearing Carlton jumpers, and Carlton look like they're wearing Dockers jumpers. Like, it's rude. They shouldn't be wearing anything but navy blue." And it was like, yeah. "Can you guys shut the fuck up and talk about the game for 5 seconds? Clearly, Carlton are the away team, so they're wearing white. Like, just shut up."
Mate, that's why they need to be mixing it up more. You really need... But, you know, the AFL will always be... Grand final will always be at the MCG, 1:40 p.m. Or it's like, one day we'll get our jumper changes. Every game at the gather round, the home team has to wear the home gather round all teams jersey, and the away teams wear
version of it. Yeah. So you don't know who's playing.
Just trying to figure out who the players are.
Who's hey? Yeah, who's white? Who's again? That guy? Oh, Doc is white. White or white? White all jumpers.
Skins?
I reckon skins too hard to tackle, man. I've been there at footy. You know, it's like, oh, skins like breaks a tackle. It's like, man, I can't fucking grab anything. You sweaty mess.
Just slapping them.
What was I going to say? Oh, so I told you about my flight home debacle, didn't I?
Yeah, got a little delayed and you caught up with a lovely celebrity.
So salt in the wound, like get to the airport. We got home not that late. There was a double header, so we watched a bit of like most of the Geelong Bulldogs game. We didn't stay for the end though, which was ended up being like under a goal, but I think Geelong were always going to win that and they were just holding them at bay the whole time. But got home, I was staying with my folks who are still over in Adelaide. Go to the airport early just because I needed to sort of get out. And flight was, I think, at 12, something like that. It was probably in the lounge, a Virgin Lounge from 11. And there's fucking AFL galore during Gather Round in the Virgin Lounge because they sponsor the AFL. So they're all flying Virgin.
Yeah.
And I noticed Josh Garlop from Kick It Forward podcast roll in. And I was like, oh, cool. Like, quite a few people here. Obviously, he's flying back to Perth from Perth. And then flight gets delayed half an hour. I was like, oh, shit. So my 12:15 flight suddenly becomes 12:45 or something like that. Anyway, then at about 12:45, flight cancelled. And I get this text being like, you're now on the 9 p.m. flight. And I was like, that's pretty cool, seeing as it's 12:30 in the afternoon. So everyone rolls up to the counter. I'm standing behind Josh Garlop and I just started chatting to him. And I was like, this is a bit fucked. And he was like, yeah, the worst thing, you'll love this monkey. He was like, yeah, the worst thing was that he only realized yesterday, the day before the flight, that he'd accidentally booked 2 Perth to Adelaide flights.
Yeah.
He booked Perth to Adelaide and then on the way back booked Perth to Adelaide.
Yeah.
So he had to rush and book this flight. That's the flight that I was initially on. Booked it, paid $400 or whatever, and then it got cancelled. And so then like we go to the counter and there's a 9:45 flight and then a 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. flight. And so we just like begged this lady to put us on the 8 p.m. flight. So I was sitting next to Josh Garlop. And then I just stayed in the lounge because there was not much else to do. And as I was there, probably 6 AFL teams came through. So Dogs, Geelong, GWS, Gold Coast.
So you were there from like 9 in the morning till 9 at night.
Like 11, 11 till 7 probably. Yeah, a good 8 hours I was in the lounge for. Had about 7 meals. Only had a couple of beers as well. It was pretty good because my car was at the airport as well. And I drove Josh Garlop and actually him and Harry and Giorgio, the 3 guys from the podcast. I gave them a lift home.
Did you?
I gave them a lift home. They all live near each other.
Did you tell them about your popular podcast?
No, mate. We're talking about their podcast. I didn't tell him I have an off Broadway podcast with my mate Monkey. The best is Giorgio, that guy on that podcast is literally you, like just does all this weird stuff and he's sort of like like not trusted to do anything. I was like, oh, that sounds like Monkey.
Yeah.
Sounds like my mate Monkey.
Just getting picked on. I can sympathize with that. Oh,
No,
well, that's pretty
he's
exciting
such a
for.
nice guy. I had the best chats with him. We're talking about the random shit as well. Like, he's had some family health issues recently, and then we're talking about like comedians and movies and like all this stuff. He's like just a, and talking about the what's it called? The Duff and Quarters podcast before Duff left, because he was used to be the producer on it. So they'd like refer to him. They'd be like, "Josh, what should we do here?" I was just talking about how Quarters used to sniff heaps, just like sniffing into the mic. And
Sounds
how
like you're going to
Quarters
leave
had
Dork
like,
Talk, mate, and be on the Kick It Forward
"Mate, I
podcast."
think I'm
It's
just
going to
going
be
to try
like.
and be best friends with Josh Gallop. Such a nice guy. But yeah, maybe I actually, Monkey, I don't need to be your friend anymore. I've got a new friend. His name's Josh. No, he was a good guy.
This episode's just going to be like Juddy's cancelled flight, plus Dockers get kicked in the balls by Carlton.
Yeah, dick kicks, man. That was a dick kick. That was the worst kind of dick kick.
Yeah, broken dreams, but Juddy's cancelled flight that he's somehow managed to get a positive out of. It's not
Yeah,
even, it's
man.
barely
I'm
even
all
a
about the
cancelled flight.
positives. We're all about
Oh,
the
yeah, did they
learnings.
give
What did we
you
learn?
some extra flight credits, or did you get a little few velocity
You don't
treats or
get, mate,
what?
you don't get shit if they cancel a flight. You just get the new flight.
Oh, they give a few, mate. There's been some shocking ones. One of the
I had
guys
to pay extra
works.
for my parking. Maybe I'll ask for that.
Guy works for me, flew out of Perth. They got in the air and they were like, plane's too heavy. we can't go to Port Hedland. They did 14 circles
Oh, I remember that.
over.
I heard about that. Wasn't it the plane's too heavy because it something was wrong with it? They had to burn fuel and then land back in Perth. Is that right? Yeah.
They did 14 laps
Last
of
week.
like,
Last week, yeah.
yeah. Yeah, he was on it.
I
Yeah,
heard
did they
about
did.
that. I heard about that. Yeah,
And
I thought
yeah,
about you. I think it was on a Monday. Yep.
he got a few flight credits and he's
Oh,
had some shock. He said,
I'm sure they'd help you with that. That was a bit different to just canceling a flight, even though it was pretty
yeah,
shit.
he's had four this year and three, only one's kind of worked, which is pretty funny. And so he keeps picking his fly out day and his flying day, and every time he's like, nah, not doing Tuesdays anymore. I'm doing Wednesdays. It's like, all right. And then we do Wednesday, and then that
And then
happens.
that'll
So,
happen, yeah.
so I was like, you pick the day, mate.
Yeah, it doesn't work. So what we used to find, because flying out of Brisbane to come back to Perth when I was living over in Brizzy, what we'd do is like we'd finish work at whatever time in the afternoon. We'd be like, fuck, I kind of want to get the 5 p.m. flight so I get home, but you're like, oh, what if I miss it? And so you book the 6 o'clock flight, and then what happens is, like, you get there, the 5 p.m. flight's delayed slightly. Then the 6 p.m. flight's delayed again, but like 2 hours. So you're like, fuck, I may as well just book the five. Or sometimes what'll happen is you'll book the early flight thinking, yes, sweet, we'll get out by five. I'll leave work early and get there by five. The 5 p.m. flight gets delayed. So you get delayed to like 7 p.m., but the 6 p.m. flight takes off on time. So you're like, oh, fuck, I may as well have just booked the flight. Like, you literally, whatever you do, you will get fucked. It's literally like a Dockers game. Like, whatever happens, you're gonna get fucked. You just have to accept a level of fucking
Blasting. Did you
ass
want to
blasting. Yeah.
finish on a bit of a Port
What else has
Adelaide
happened
preview?
recently? So, Finlayson's got 3 weeks suspension for using the F word and not the FUCK word either.
That blows my mind.
In what way? Should we talk about
Yeah, that's how's that? I don't get how that's 3 week suspension.
Well, it's part of the whole thing. Like, if you called someone an N-word, you'd get more than that. Tech's got 10 weeks for doing that. But it also is very weird that Clarkson did something similar recently and didn't
He
get
got
anything.
2 weeks.
No,
No, I
he
thought he
got a
got.
he got a suspended sent suspension and 50 grand fine or something. So they're picking and choosing their people, obviously. But also, like, in what fucking schoolyard is Jeremy Finlayson playing footy at the moment? Like, since
So it
when
wasn't
it.
AFL?
No, it was in the game. It was during the match. But, like, who's using that word at the moment? Who has used that word since 2010 in a like in a manner like that? Like, yes, we've probably all said that word to our friend. Ducky's the biggest culprit of this. but like, you wouldn't be saying it where it you would okay. You wouldn't say it these days. You wouldn't say it in public. You wouldn't say it to someone you don't know. Like, it's not a word that you're just throwing around. It's not like you're a dick or you're a fuckhead. It's more powerful than that now. And to throw it out there is reflection of how dumb some footy players are, I think.
I think it just becomes a bit like the penalties. When it goes out in public, it loses its kind of emphasis. I reckon there's a better way to police it, that it doesn't need to become like a public notice. You don't need the AFL coming out making statements. You don't need to send him to, you know, or maybe you do need to send him to, like, he's got to go do a some course or training.
Yeah, he'll have to go, like, literally that's the biggest punishment, I reckon. He has to go do some, like, two-day course where people are going to be, like, teaching him how to not, you know, like those South Park episodes where it's, like, that's what it reminds me of.
Like, 100%, don't, you know, get that out of the game. But I just think the public slaughter, the high horsing of the AFL.
Oh, the high horsing. It's high horse as well. Particularly man. I remember seeing something in the NRL where they were like, oh, yeah, we can't possibly have anyone. What happened? It was AFL, maybe. It was some of the women that were religious were like refusing to wear the pride guernsey.
Yeah.
It's like, is that not worse than calling someone the F word? Anyway, but it's like, I'm pretty sure there was a South Park where it was teaching people how to not molest kids. And they were like, what are some things we can do instead of molesting kids? And someone's like, shopping. And it's like, shopping's quite good. Thank you. And they're like, what else? Watching TV. It's like, yeah, that's another good one. And then this other guy's like, molest kids. And it's like, no, we're trying to think of things that aren't molesting kids. It's like, oh, play video games. I feel like that's going to be pretty much what Finlayson goes to.
It's, yeah, I just do not like.
And it would be like, what are some other things we can call players on the field except an F?
he's gonna miss 3 weeks. Like, that's huge. Like, that's massive.
Maynard ended Brayshaw's career and got 0 weeks.
What about people who get caught? They get caught illicit drugs and they get nothing.
I don't mind that. What's wrong with being caught with illicit drugs?
Mate,
how is that an AFL problem?
No, if you fail an AFL drug test, nothing happens.
Who's failed an AFL drug test, though? There's been like six people ever.
Because they don't name them. There is no penalty. There's that secret squirrel business where it doesn't.
I don't mind that. Because why does it matter? Like, why do I need to know if Fife does drugs?
Mate. Well,
if they're not steroids, performance enhancing, which are the whole thing with drugs in sport, if it's just he does. So say Fife smokes weed.
Why does it matter then if an AFL player is slightly homophobic and that's what he wants? Well, it's not good for the game. So wouldn't you then suggest that AFL players taking drugs, recreation,
well,
is that not?
I would say that Fife's weed smoking doesn't affect anyone else. But if he hated gay people and was very outspoken about it on the field, that's a very different story to someone smoking weed at home.
Well,
that's why racism is bad. Like, he's allowed to think that, but if as soon as he affects other people by saying things, then it's bad. You can do whatever. Yeah. I reckon you can do whatever you want to your own mind and body, within reason. But as soon as you're affecting other people, and you know, I think those things should be discouraged. But also, if you like, whatever. If someone does, like, the whole Ben Cousins thing was weird. Yes, he had a big problem and he needed help. It shouldn't have been swept under the rug. But like, why does the media need to know that someone, like, in the AFL, you know what I mean? It just becomes this way too big of a thing. It just becomes a news story because it's news. Whereas, you know, If someone had some other problem, why do I need to know about their other like their mental health problems? Like, why do I need to know about that? I don't know. And if they're alcoholics, we wouldn't care. But it's only because it's drugs then people care. Whereas alcoholic would be way worse as an AFL player. It would actually affect their performance. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like we just have this stigma about drug that now we want to know because we want to know if you're on drugs. And I feel like that's the boomer in the society.
Yeah.
I feel like you wouldn't care or want to know that much. Maybe you'd be more like Frank from Always Sunny. You just want to know who's doing drugs around you because they're doing it without you and you're a bit upset. It's that you're drinking without me.
I get breath tested, drug tested all the time at work. It's frustrating as anything.
That's quite funny because no one at the hospital gets any of that.
Oh, mate.
We're operating some pretty heavy machinery, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, anyway, we digress from
culture
topics of the AFL.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll head into Port Adelaide. I can tell you who's not going to be in the lineup.
Jeremy Finlayson. Who did he call an F word to, I wonder? Do we know that?
No. I wonder if, just give him a 10 grand fine and tell him he's got to write a letter saying sorry. Just go full schoolyard with it. Surely.
I reckon he's
got
to write an essay, not a letter, an essay, and it will be marked and released.
PowerPoint presentation.
Littered with spelling mistakes as well.
Sharpen your crayon, mate.
Yeah, in crayon. Just me sorry. You know F word. So we play Port Saturday, which is pretty good. It's like a 7-day break when we haven't travelled, which is pretty sweet. 6th versus 7th it is on the ladder, and we're big underdogs at $3.25. They are without Finlayson. And they have a relatively thin backline, if I may say so myself. Radaglia's gone. No, he's at Geelong. They've got Aaliyah.
They picked up Radaglia, didn't they?
He was at Geelong. Now he's at Port. Sorry. Yeah, he's the one that did the chess mark.
The chess mark for a goal.
Yeah,
mate.
That's right.
We might as well walk out there with a jersey and be like, "You're with us now, brother."
Swap jumpers at the end, but we don't take his jumper. He just gets ours. Yeah. So Aaliyah and him are two big backs, but I feel like they don't. Aaliyah's a good intercepting player, like very good intercepting, like an All-Australian level. But Port are a weird team. Like they've got Rosie Butters, Horny Boy, Boak, Ollie Wines, and William Drew. William Drew's pretty good. Dan Houston, one of my favorite players, not for the Dockers. Finlayson won't be playing. I'll give you the red hot. He kicked 2 goals last week, or averaging 2 goals. Mitch Georgiadis is a good player, but he's fresh off a knee. Charlie Dixon is one of those players that could tear us apart, but also he's one of those players that Alex Pierce could just blanket because he's old. Like, Charlie Dixon's the sort of player that Alex Pierce, I reckon, could fuck.
Eats up.
And not romantically.
Toddy Marshall running around then. I think we'll have Willie Rioli. We seem to be doing good on our small forwards.
Oh, no. Willie Rioli, yeah. Willie Rioli is dangerous. Mate, people like, boys, I know this team. We're sweet. Kick it to me.
Definitely know his drug habits.
Hughes has gone straight to Willie Rioli. You know that.
You just hand him a big bag. You'll need this, mate. You'll need this big.
I reckon we're another free hit. And if we can play really well and be in it for most of the game, we'll be relatively happy. And if we win the game, I think we'll be a little bit of, hopefully they're really angry and they come out firing. They don't come out soft. And we have the chance to really shock Port because Port haven't been amazing.
They got a good softy against Essendon.
Yeah, they have not been amazing. They had a softy last week. We could come out and really F them in the A on Saturday. I'm looking forward to it, though.
It'd be good because then we go, I think we've got 2 home games in a row after that.
We've got a derby after that.
Yeah, and then we've got Western Bulldogs. So, and look, we've had a good road trip away. I think, yeah, It'd be disappointing to come home empty-handed, especially with a good effort against Carlton. We probably deserve to get something out of the road trip. And I think, yeah, we're every chance against an inconsistent Port side. It'll be a good hostile win away from home. I reckon.
Port,
Hopefully, the
mate,
boys.
There are some fucked up people that go to the footy in Adelaide. Just
FYI.
I
sent you the photo of the
mate, the guy with one hand. The guy with one hand. I hope he's just like straight to it. As soon as the AFL see him, they just like zoom in on him. All right, very good, mate. Thanks for recording so late. I'll get this up and we'll go from there.
Easy done. All right, thanks for tuning in.
Go on your ledge. Bye.